Hello again, Jeff Smith here from the Online Business Platinum Podcast, edition 13. Some really interesting stuff for you today. Number one, I'm going to give my opinion on the difference between being poor and thinking poor. And it's going to be, you know, anyone else out there that's struggling, thinking that they don't have the resources, whether that be the skills, the time, or the money to be able to market online, I think this will be interesting to you because I've noticed that thinking poorly is a lot more responsible for blocking people than being poor. The second topic I want to cover is when you enter new markets, should you enter as marketing an affiliate product, someone else's product, or should you enter immediately with your own information product? I've got a take on that. And finally, I've got something to say to all those people that spend a lot of time worrying about protecting their content and protecting their ebooks. We'll get into that. All right. Happy to have you with us. We're going to try and keep this edition under 15 minutes, and we're going to just try and keep it on the information that's going to help you the most in your business. So welcome this week. Hope you are doing well. I've got my Starbucks venti coffee in front of me here, and hoping that you're settled in and you're ready to take some notes, ready to learn from this edition, because this isn't, there's a lot of podcasts out there that, frankly, I get a little tired of listening to. They go on for hours, and, you know, it's just a lot of gibberish and a lot of, and I think they're targeting, you know, being a radio host or being entertaining more than anything else, and most of them, let's face it, are not. I turn most of them off or hit the stop button within the first 15 minutes. So the whole purpose of this one is to keep it within 15, keep it useful, to the point, information that you can use. And of course, you know, you'll get to know me a little better as we do this, but I'm not in it to try and waste an hour or two of your time. All right, so let's jump into the first topic, and that is the difference between being poor and thinking poor. And what spawned this is we had a new member over at infomarketerzone.com this past week that joined us. And I can tell when people, what personality people are as soon as they first communicate with me in the first 3 or 4 minutes, just because I've been doing this so long, been helping people, coaching people so long. And there is a category of people that I will call the complainers, right? And you know who you are if you're listening to this, and you'll know, no doubt, a few complainers that you know, maybe is your family, your friends, or people you've worked with as well. And so this one took a little bit of a strange turn. So her first statement to me was that what has been holding her back for, she's had an idea, first of all, for information products and for a business for over 5 years. My suspicion is it's been much longer than that, but be it as it may. And I asked her, what's holding her back? And she says, well, I come from a poor family. You know, we've had struggles. And so I just haven't had the money to be able to put behind the business. And I said, okay, that's fair enough. So I asked her what she had done, towards the idea over the last 5 years, if anything. And she mentioned some different things. She mentioned having a blog, a website, some Facebook presence, doing some YouTube videos. And after which I dug into each one of those and spent some time looking at what she had done. End of story really was that none of what she had done was related directly to the ideas that she had for the business, right? A lot of stops and starts, first of all, a lot of content that wasn't on point, a lot of content that clearly wasn't around the idea that she had. So I asked her, you know, what's holding you back from doing videos or posting on Facebook or developing a website or a blog based on the idea that you have? And then came the excuses and the complaints. And the excuses were things like, people would just trash me. I don't want my idea trashed. You know, if I put it up on YouTube, people are mean up there and they're just going to trash it and not, you know, not like it. And then, you know, things like I just don't have the time to post every day. So, I just post what I want when I want and, you know, various complaints like that. And so I think as you can see, as I'm describing this to you, I think the real problem is not her being poor. Her real problem is poor thinking. And so for any of you out there that are sort of leveraging an excuse, whether that excuse is not enough time, whether it's not enough energy, whether it's not enough experience, whether it's not enough skill, whether it's not enough money, take a real good close look at what is really holding you back. Because, you know, any of us can find 15, 20 minutes in a day to be able to work on a business, as long as we're clear on what the objective of that business is, what the value add is, and that we're in a high degree of certainty and belief around us being able to make progress in that business and achieve the desired end result, right? So that's a point to keep in mind. Don't let your own mind hold you back in that sense, and know the difference between being poor or being devoid of skills and experience and thinking yourself out of the game. All right. So second topic I want to talk about is, and we've had a lot of questions about this over the last month or so on the blog and on Twitter. I get hit with this a lot, and certainly within infomarketerzone.com. And that is, if I'm heading into a new market, it's a market I don't really know, or at least I haven't sold any products in up till now, should I offer an affiliate product first, or should I jump right in with my own product? So a lot of people have a product idea, maybe they have a thought, or maybe they even have a partial product developed, but they're wondering, you know, how should I approach the market? So my advice on this is, first of all, most of the people I deal with and most of the people I'm aware of that are top-notch internet marketers, internet entrepreneurs, business people that teach, train, and produce information products for profit, did start out, and I'm gonna, you know, throw out a number that I think is fairly accurate, and that's something in the neighborhood of 90%. They started out by first affiliate marketing, and that is, you know, learning the ropes by selling someone else's product, and then they jumped into their own. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible. It's certainly, you know, there's still those 10%. There's still 10% of people who have jumped in and done it first try and have succeeded. But here's the three questions I want you to keep in mind if you're considering entering a market where you haven't done anything in the past. Number one, you have to ask yourself, have you got a real clear definition? And, you know, Evan Pagan calls this an avatar, customer avatar. Have you got a real picture of the customer, the frustrations, the desires of that customer within your target market, and do you know how to reach them? So are you pretty confident that you're going to be able to go out and generate traffic against your target market that you're going to drive against your own product? Because if you aren't, it doesn't matter how great a product you have, you haven't solved that problem, so you need to solve that problem first, right? So which you can do on the backs of other people's products, or by running a content generation, lead generation campaign without having to spend, you know, 6 weeks or whatever producing your own product and then trying to test that when you don't really have traffic, the front end of your business figured out, right? So ask yourself that question. Do I have a real clear vision of the target market, and can I reach them, efficiently? Number two, ask yourself some questions around the product. Am I really certain that this product is going to hit the mark in terms of sellability? And, you know, I caution you here, especially all of those you're listening that have an expertise in a given marketplace, that, you know, I've had, for example, a fitness trainer that had 20 plus years experience in obviously doing fitness training, had a number of fitness training shops, was highly successful in his offline business. But he wanted to wind those fitness centers down and move, and he wanted the ability to turn that into an information product business. Well, his first try failed miserably, and part of it was he was so knowledgeable about the industry. He knew what people needed, so he actually targeted what people needed, not what they wanted. And what I mean by that is he targeted solutions, and didn't make it clear what problems people could solve with those solutions, and so he missed the mark that way. So all I'm saying is, make sure that, you know, the advantage of going with an affiliate product first is you get to test, you get to find some affiliate products that are sort of in the wheelhouse, solving the same type of problem as you may have in mind, and you can test that for a month, 2 months before you launch your own product to see, is this really a big seller like I think it's going to be? And I caution you again, I've been surprised over and over again at products I thought were slam dunks that turned out not to be, and products that I wouldn't have given a chance that turned out to be hot sellers. So just keep that in mind. You know, testing with affiliate products is a low risk approach and can be very effective. The third question I would ask is, do I have my sales funnel and my chops down in terms of copywriting, right? Because until you have that, you're never going to sell anything either. You could have the best product in the world, but if you're not bringing leads in, converting them, warming them, and then turning them into customers, then it doesn't matter how good your product is. So again, you know, marketing an affiliate product gives you some time and some trial and error, some experimentation room to be able to build a sales funnel and get some leads built. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you stick very closely to the niche market you think you're going to develop your product in, and you happen to get, you know, 200, 400, 600 people on your list and following you on your blog or in your article paths or in your social networks. That's great, because that means when you develop your product, you can get testimonials, you can get feedback, you can get instant sales and instant momentum when you launch the product. So there's nothing wrong with going to market with an affiliate product to solve one of those three problems. If you feel confident in all those three areas, then sure, give it a try. You know, and your risk meter is a little higher, then go for it. You know, go right into the market with your own product, but realize that those three things need to be ironed out before you're going to be successful, no matter how good your product is. Okay, hopefully that helps things out. If you have any questions on that, by the way, on launching products or creating your products, hit me up over at the blog, hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. You'll see the podcast directory up there, and just hit any podcast and generate a comment, and we'll be able to answer that for you either directly or through one of the podcasts that we have coming up. All right. Final parting thought is on an email I got via the blog contact this past week around someone who was adamant about protecting the content in their PDF for an ebook. And the statement I have on this is that the game has changed, folks. The days where you could develop one piece of content, one strategy, one system, one methodology, and sort of milk that for 2, 3, 4 years and continue to sell it and hope that nobody competes with you and nobody steals your solution, nobody comes up with a similar solution or steals your market, those days are gone, right? Any good idea today is going to be copied, it's going to be implemented by someone else. The question is, how long will that take? And in most markets today, that's going to be 6 months or less. So where the game is played today is in staying ahead of the curve and making sure you're adding more value into your target market, staying closer to your target market so that they'll want to buy all of the stuff through you, right? So even though they can find maybe an intro guide to your topic somewhere else, if you're offering them the intro guide plus an intermediate plus an advanced plus some personal support, some coaching programs, things like that, then they're going to see you as the more reputable person. They're going to want to follow you. They're going to see that you're putting out content regularly, that you're a player, and they're going to want to buy from you, and they'll buy everything from you. And so instead of being worried about protecting one piece of content or protecting one piece of intellectual property, I would be more concerned with how do I up the speed? How do I up the speed to market and the amount of content and value I can deliver to the market? That's what you should be worried about. And so when I hear someone that's worried about protecting one piece of content, you know, 40-page, 60-page ebook, I know they're in the wrong mindset, and I don't even entertain the question. I try and redirect them thinking into a more successful way of thinking to dominate their market with information products and how-to products. And that is just, you know, think speed, think execution, think delivering value, and don't worry about trying to protect everything. You're going to be producing so much content at a rate where your market will see that you're clearly the leader. It won't matter that you're trying to protect this little piece of content or this part of the solution, okay? So that's the type of thinking you need to win in this market space today. And go out there and get them. All right. So that's it for this week's podcast. And like I said, I kept it under 15 minutes. All value to you. Give us a shout. Let us know how you think the content is working for you and whether you like this format and post your questions, right? So hit us up on Twitter, and our Twitter handle is @HireTrust. You can just DM us or send us a message on there or post a message to us with a question you have or comments. You can also hit us up on the blog at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. And if you're on the fast track, if you desire to get into the information product business and build your own business online, I urge you to use all the tools, templates, video courses, systems that we have up at infomarketerzone.com. That's infomarketerzone, all one word, .com. All right. Thanks for joining us this week. We will see you around the corner very shortly with some new questions and value to give you. All right. Bye-bye for now.